Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club at the world famous Comedy Store in the basement, aka the studio, is we ask two of our comedy pals to come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is the lie. For those of you that are listening in podcast land, know that we go live from the Comedy Store's YouTube on Mondays at 4:30 and on most Fridays at 8:30. So if you ever want to join us live, please do. And by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron. If you go to Blue Apron, which is a tremendous service where you can get your food delivered, right? And if you go in there and you go on the code box and you put in liars, you get 30% off. That's all I'm saying about that. Do us a favor, support us, and go try out Blue Apron.
Take back dinner.
That's right. Jessica?
Yes, let me introduce our guest. Over here, this gentleman, he was featured at the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival, Orlando Comedy Festival. He's a really funny guy. He opens for Preacher Lawson. This is Justin Lawson.
What up,
Welcome
yo?
Welcome to the show, Justin Lawson.
Appreciate y'all having me.
Wow, I think it must be such a tremendous thing to open for your brother, and also the worst thing, too. Do you guys ever fight on the road?
Nah. We got all our fighting out early.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when we were younger, we never hit each other, but we used to throw each other across the room. I did most of the throwing.
They're a very loving family.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually very funny.
Okay.
His brother's name is Preacher. They can't be. Never turn violence.
Okay. Good point.
And this gentleman, he has had two comedy specials on Showtime. He started acting at the age of 6. Did not know that. He's co-creator and producer of The Real Husbands of Hollywood. He was on Don't Be a Menace, Blackish. He had a thing on his neck in Blackish. This is Chris Spencer.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Chris Spencer.
The thing on my neck was real, actually.
Was it?
No, I'm joking.
Oh. What was it, like a tattoo?
It was like a rash.
Sore or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh.
Damn, how'd you remember that?
She remembers everything. And also we have to my right here, one of our on-air producers, Mr. Austin Walker. He will be taking questions from the audience that are playing along on YouTube. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're watching. And in the control booth is one Mr. Michael Evans.
Yay. Hey, guys.
Yeah, and he'll be popping in as the voice of God with his bearded, reddish, ginger ass.
That's
anyway.
My ass. That's me, baby.
So do you guys actually know each other? Have you guys ever met Chris and Justin?
No, this is my first time meeting him.
Mm-mm. Oh, nice.
There's a couple of us that don't know each other.
Yeah.
You guys both sound so excited.
We are. I think we're nervous.
It's bubbling. It's bubbling in. It's bubbling in. We're going to do things a little bit differently today because tonight is Friday night, and Chris is working in the main room, so we have to get him in and out. So we're just going to start with his stories and make our votes a little bit different, and then we'll go to Justin. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you can tell us your story. Don't tell us which one is which, obviously, and go ahead.
So my wife, who's my wife now, we went to the White House for Christmas.
Were you married before?
She was my wife, yeah.
You been married before?
Just this one.
Just this one.
While Trump's in office?
Stop it.
No, I'm just asking. Yes.
That would have been a lie already. You would have got me.
No judgment.
Let me rewind. When 44, the light-skinned dude and Michelle were in office, we went there for Christmas. And we were in this long line to take a picture with the president and his wife. Uh-huh. And he recognized me. We were on this long line, and my wife was like, this line is so long. What are we going to do? I'm like, well, let's go. She's like, no, we're not leaving. So he's like, you two, come to the front. And I was like, who is he talking to? You come to the front. And my wife's like, oh, my God, how does he know you? I'm like, I guess they got BET in the White House.
Yeah.
So in this long-ass line are people who have spent, like, thousands of dollars to take this picture. And so as we're walking, this African lady jumps out and goes, excuse me, who are you? Who are you, and why do you get to go to the front? I panicked. I was like,
because the president said so?
Yes, but I had to lie. I was like, I'm Rodney King. And this is my wife, Billie Jean King. So we go to the front. My wife starts crying because she's so excited to see this guy. And, you know, I hold out my arms to hold, you know, to console her. He holds out his arms to console her. She looks at me and goes straight into his arms.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So like it already.
I'm sitting there pissed. Like, okay, you know what? He's the leader of the free world, and I'm just the leader of a bad pop-locking group in the 80s. So 30 seconds goes by. I'm like, yo, babe, we got to go. another 30 seconds. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? She turns her back so I can't see her. I look at the Secret Service. I'm like, yo, man, are you? Is anybody going to help me? He's like, man, that's why we don't bring our bitches up here no more. This dude is magical. So,
did you say anything to the president? Did you get to talk to him at all?
Kind of. Yeah. I was like, I mean, what am I going to say? Hey, man, let go of my woman. No.
No, but,
nice, but he looked at me as if to say, don't worry about it. I kind of have this effect on these hoes. But now, he didn't say that, but that's what it felt like. So all of a sudden, I'm jealous. So that's story number one.
Wow. I can kind of not.
I mean, I can
almost.
I can see it, but he didn't say it much to.
Because I had this experience once because I went and canvassed for Barack Obama in Vegas with my girlfriend at the time, Wendy, right? And so we went canvassing and then we ended up in like
I'm
this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know why he's not going to act like he knows what it is. What is canvassing?
I was just going to let it stay.
I'll represent
Jessica that. Inside just
I'll
went, thank God he asked.
I'll represent for the black
just
delegates.
I trying to play it off with the
I
glasses.
I saw you.
Like, yeah.
What is
it's,
canvassing?
It's where you go door to door and you hand out pamphlets and you're like, you know, are you registered to vote?
Oh, we
you
call
know,
that what? Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, all right.
Jehovah Witnessing.
So we ended up at this like stadium or high school like thing, and Bill Clinton was going to speak, right? And my girlfriend Wendy at the time, she's very tall, buxom, beautiful lady, right? And then afterwards, all the volunteers got to meet Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton, I'm standing next to my effing friend Wendy. Bill Clinton doesn't even see me. Right?
Likes brunettes. Don't you know that?
No, he likes blondes.
Was it Monica Burnett?
She was blonde. No, my friend Wendy was blonde, right? Oh. And he is like thirst on water. You know what I mean? Like not, but he was like, hello, how are you? Like I was fucking schlepprock. So, I mean, I can understand that part.
Got you.
But the point that you don't have any details of what you might have said to the president, like, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, how'd you know
oh yeah,
me?
No, I was trying to speed it up because it was only 2 minutes.
Okay.
But yes, we spoke, and you know, he kind of told me the shows he's seen me on, and I was like, wow.
Was he saying anything to her while he was hugging
her?
He
was whispering her, and she was so. What when she first came up to him, she said
he was whispering to Michelle, "Comics only."
No, when she first came up, he was like, she was like, you know, she started crying, right? She was like, you know, I just want to know is. Kind of exciting for me to be here because when I left the house, I told my son I was going to meet the president, and he said, when I grew up, I want to be the president too. So she started crying, and then that's when the hug happened. And he wiped her tears.
Smooth, dude.
Like, how did he wipe? Can you act out like how he wiped her tears on Jessica like that? Or
yes, with the backhand.
Yeah, with the back finger.
That's some pimp shit right there. Like, this is like a little kid. This is your
trying
friend.
Trying to help you out, Jessica.
This is pimp. Yeah. The back of the hand is pimp.
Oh, okay.
Some notebook.
Yeah. We had one of our biggest, now we didn't have a big fight, but we just kind of had an argument because she was trying to tell me, you know, I shouldn't be jealous because that's her celebrity crush.
Yeah,
and I
mean,
said, she's like, everybody has a celebrity crush. I go, I don't have a celebrity crush.
So did you just fight at the Christmas party or the Christmas dinner?
No, I just kind of, I had to kind of take an L. Like, he's the president.
He just had a little jealousy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just didn't know I could get jealous. And I guess if there was going to be anybody, okay, I'd get this dude.
Right.
Maybe him and Michael Jordan. That's it.
Michael Jordan?
And what was Michelle doing that whole time that he was wiping her tear away with the back of his hand in a pimp move?
I guess she's used to it. I don't know. It's like, maybe that's their...
Too busy just showing off her arms?
her guns. She was doing push-ups in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any thoughts online?
Ken Lofgren's not buying it. He said lie right away. I don't know if it was the President Obama tip or whatever that kind of got it for him. Jesse Stilwell says canvassing is when you go camping and your friend steals all your clothes while you're asleep. And Michael in the control booth agrees, so he'd have to give some context on that.
Really, Michael? That's what it means where you're from?
No, I was just supporting the live comment.
Okay. Oh. Fair enough.
Sorry,
fair
Jesse.
Enough.
That's some wild shit. I don't know what you're into, you know?
What do you think about that story, Michael?
Here's what I'm wondering is how tall is Obama?
He's about 6'1".
How tall are you?
Damn.
6 foot.
Six. All right, so similar. I mean, yeah. I could see, for one, I mean, like, I went to a pretty white high school, right? And there was a couple, like, we had one school that had a couple black, real cool black dudes at my high school. I've experienced just being in the room with a non-celebrity black guy, and he's taking up all the cool, right? Right. I could totally see the president, who's a black dude, being just the smoothest motherfucker ever. You're probably right. He has that effect on everybody. I bet that's totally normal. Michelle didn't flinch. It sounds realistic to me is what I'm saying.
The only way I could see this maybe being a lie is if it was just the other way around. And it was Chris the one.
And Michelle was
crying.
Wiping my tears.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
Barack was doing the push-ups.
Yes, yes. It can happen.
Well, I was more thinking that you were hugging the president, but, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I have this friend who knows Bruce Springsteen, and he said once, like, a long time ago, they were all this huge dinner, like with like 16 people, and Bruce was holding court, and Bruce's wife was just like, "Christ, this fucking story again, right?" And so maybe Michelle was like, "Here he goes with the fucking tear wiping."
Yeah, this is what he's known for.
All right.
Well, because we got to vote. Too.
Okay, yeah. So we'll move right along to your second story then.
Okay, so in 1997, I had a late night talk show. I don't know if you remember. It was called Vibe. And I had guests from Shaq to Mel Gibson to Puffy, Demi Moore. And so one night, one of the shows was Halle Berry. And she wanted me to go, Janet Jackson's album had just, remember Velvet Rope?
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a listening party for Velvet Rope. So she wanted me to come with her. And I was like, oh shit, I made it. I'm about to get in the fucking limo with Halle Berry. So we're in a limo and she's...
Were you single then?
Single, okay. Yes. 1997.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So I'm in a limo with her, and she's telling me about all these guys she's dated and how they ain't shit. And I'm just like the greatest girlfriend listening to her, right? So listening, boom, boom, boom. We get to the party, the listening party. I thought Janet Jackson was going to be there. She ain't there. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm with Halle Berry. Who gives a fuck if Janet Jackson's
there? Right.
So she's like, do you need a ride back to the studio? Because the listening party was in Culver City and CBS Fairfax is where my car was. So she took me back and she was a little tipsy. And so she was like, Chris, I didn't realize how good looking you were. I was like, that's kind of fucked up. But I'm like, yeah, whatever, thanks. She goes, so are you with anybody?
And you get better looking with age, by the way.
I don't know. He's pretty good looking the whole time.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he gets even better with it. Right. I mean,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
See, this is what I mean. Imagine Obama was in the room. Nobody would even know we're here. No one would even remember I'm here.
So she's kind of like...
I don't know who's talking, but there you go.
She's like, you're kind of cute. You know, I never really paid attention. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess because we've never been this kind of close to each other. And so she's talking, and she kind of... She's looking at me as if I should do something.
I mean, that is kind of like she's talked to you about all these guys that she hasn't had any luck with, and they're all
crap.
I mean,
so quickly I would have been.
No, so listen. It was almost like that. She kind of came close to me and was like, you're so cute. And she put her nose on my nose, and
what?
I was like.
No, Eskimo
I'm like,
kisses?
No, that's Eskimo's the eyelashes, right?
No,
that's a
butterfly.
That's a butterfly. That's
weird.
I'm sorry. So she gave me Eskimo kisses.
Eyelashes. Gotta know your kisses.
Sorry.
That can get you in trouble.
Maybe that was a canvas kiss. So she gave me the little fucking nose thing and then just kind of sat back. And I was like, fuck, what am I supposed to? Now, if it was anybody else, I would know what the fuck to do.
Well, he's 87. You should just win for it. 97. Nah. You should just win.
It's kind of weird, right? She's a little faded too. So I'm like,
were you faded?
Were you?
No, I don't drink.
Oh,
so.
But how faded? Like, were you getting trouble faded, or just like, the time is?
I don't know. I just. I mean, it was just like, should I fuck a drunk Halle Berry? Yeah.
No, I feel you on that one.
I mean, I should have. As soon as she dropped me off, I was like,
no,
what the fuck?
That's not what I was saying.
Is that bad? Is that bad for me?
So you didn't do anything?
I got the little Eskimo kiss.
You didn't get her phone number? You didn't say, let's go out sometime?
People call your people?
Listen, she fucking, as we pulled up, she was half asleep.
So she was really drunk.
So she, I don't know if she was drunk or tired, but... I can smell her perfume still. I can still smell her perfume, yeah. But when she did the fucking thing like this.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
How close her lips were?
I would have licked a nostril or something, bro.
Right?
Oh, my God. Do you masturbate to that memory? Like, you are so
absolutely.
Into
it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to now.
And here's what's great. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
Because uh-huh. I've seen her out. And, like, the first time I saw her out, she looked at me and, like, she didn't say it. But it was like, I'm glad you didn't fucking take advantage of me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? She just kind of gives me that look like, hey, Chris.
Well, that means you could get it even more so probably now.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I should have fucked Halle Berry, dude.
And you play in the long game. That's what you're doing. You play in the long
it's
game.
It's too late now. She done been with so many crazy motherfuckers.
Hmm. What do the people online say there, Austin?
Our buddy Kia just asked, was there any follow-up about this with her? Did you ever see her again?
No, I saw her again. I've seen her quite a few times.
But did you ever mention this night or what could have been?
No, she just gave me the look like, I'm glad you didn't.
Gave me a little
Eskimo
kisses.
You're a good guy look. Yeah. Like,
not the look.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, why didn't you fuck me?
Did you try to Eskimo again?
Next time she saw you, did she give you a warm hug? Was it warm?
Yeah, it's always like, what's up? Now when I see her, it's not like, I don't think she even remembers all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? This is 97. We're talking 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. You should have went for the eyelashes, bro. I hear that's where you get them.
I still, like to this day, that's like one of my biggest regrets.
Wow.
I think you picked the right move, but dang.
Whew. But you think she would give me some reward pussy, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
how many years was it when you?
I saw her like 2 years later.
Oh, reward
no, less than
pussy.
That. Like, here's a
but
little
reward pussy just lays there, though, Chris. Reward pussy
no,
can't be
reward,
good.
A reward for not taking advantage of her. She's like, you know what? I'm so happy.
All I imagine was like one of those reward posters.
Yeah, yeah.
Wanted.
A little pussy prize.
And all I kept thinking, you know, it's one of those things that keep plaguing me, like, I didn't have any condoms, but who gives a fuck?
Man.
Right. Why fuck Halle Berry if you got condoms, right?
You could have had a Halle baby.
Well, you could have stopped.
Huh?
You could have stopped and got condoms.
Man, nah. It messes up the
mood. Do you ever tell your wife that story?
I guess you'll hear it.
You already there.
You never told your wife that story?
I never told my wife
that
story.
You see why I didn't want to retweet this before.
But you know what's funny about wives is that she always knows somebody I've been with. Right. So even though I haven't been with Halle, like she has a weird energy. She knows I like her. You know what I mean? So when something comes on TV, she's like, there's your little friend.
So when you guys.
I have told her.
Oh, you have?
Yes. I told her. Yes. Because she's always going, there's your little friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what about when you were in the White House Christmas party and Obama was wiping away your wife's tear? And you got all mad. Your wife didn't go, well, what about Halle? What about the time with Halle?
Oh,
she
no.
didn't throw that in your face?
No.
Not, no. She was still thinking about Obama. She didn't even think about that.
She's masturbating to Obama.
Man, can you imagine if Obama was like that to your wife? That does she throw that in your mouth a lot? I mean, in your face a lot?
In your mouth.
I was looking at your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
In your mouth.
My apologies, in your face. Does she ever like, you know, like, Chris, take out the trash. I don't want to take trash out. Obama would take the trash. Does she ever do like stuff like that?
No, but I think I'm going to take that to the stage. That's fucking funny. Yeah. You know who would take the trash out? 44.
All right.
Now, you know how we say that being able to spot lies sometimes, that the humble brag is usually true?
Now, this is hard because they're both humble brags. I was already thinking that.
Right.
Yeah, but
in
I don't.
In a way, because the first one, that means his wife's probably really hot. I know
his wife's very beautiful. He's got a very beautiful wife. I mean,
at me, guys. What do you think?
Let's just say I don't think
I'm
Michelle was
and
doing,
cute.
doing push-ups in the corner when your wife was around. She's
funny and cute.
Yeah,
like you can't be. Only thing could be jokes is music, right? Musicians.
What do you mean?
In terms of like comedians have good-looking girls, and then the only one that could take them is. Musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Singers.
Yeah,
they're
and presidents.
fucking presidents. Shit.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron. Take back dinner.
All right. First story. He went to the White House with his wife back in President Obama's glory days. And in line to take a pic with the prez, Chris was in the back of the line, but the president waved him forward because he recognized him from BET or some other network.
No, it was BET.
It was BET. I don't know.
Was it really BET, though?
That's what he said. Okay. No, that's what I said to my wife. I guess he recognized me from BET. Yeah. As a joke. Asterisk. I've been on NBC as well. Fox, NBC, ABC wouldn't have been as funny.
Well, this African lady gets all upset because he was skipping, but he ignores her, walks up to the front. But old Barry was not into Chris at all. He just wanted to meet to his wife. So he wrapped her up and kind of cucked Chris right there in front of the entire free world.
Wow, wait.
It was the press, so what are you going to do?
It sounds even better with the accent.
Yeah.
Shit.
Story two, way back in 1997. I was 3 years old, by the way, Felicia. He had a talk show called Vibe, where many celebrities passed through Humble Brag. And at one time, Halle Berry did. She invited him to jump in a limo with her to tell him all about her long track record of dudes that she'd been with. So they get to go to Janet Jackson's listening party, but old Janet ain't there. So they leave. Then on the way home, Halle starts giving him the sex eyeball, and teased him with Eskimo kisses on the nose, and he's been blue-balled ever since.
Oh, well, I mean, the ending is a little different. Okay. Are you still friendly with... how did you get to the White House, number one? How did you even manage that?
So, I did a bad movie called Sin a long time ago with Gary Oldman and Ving Rhames. The director's name is Michael Stevens, who just recently passed away. His father is George Stevens, who created the American Film Festival. AFI.
Okay.
American Film Institute. And they used to do Christmas in Washington, and they also did the inauguration, and they would do the Kennedy Center Honors.
Mm-hmm.
He was a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
I was his guest. So before you get to go to Kennedy Center Honors, he kind of surprised me. He was like, listen, I got a surprise for you. And we're like, where are we going? And we pulled up to the fucking White House, and that's how I got to meet him.
You can't just surprise go to the White House. You have to.
Well, you said it was Christmas.
Paperwork.
Yeah, and you said Christmas.
They didn't even let Ellen in.
And you said Christmas, not Kennedy Center honors.
That's it's in December.
All right, let's take a vote.
All right, I'm going to go with that one's a lie.
I'm going to say the first story is a lie.
I agree.
What do you think, Justin? Oh, sorry.
I don't know, man. The Eskimo kisses, bro. I don't understand why you didn't lick a nostril. So I'm gonna go with that one's a lie.
No.
Aww.
Really?
No, he's that's an interesting strategy to go with it. That's a lie because it's like you just would have done more.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
It's just like she is Halle Berry, man.
Yeah.
she's
just
drunk,
like, hey,
she's a little tipsy.
Yeah, but the only thing you did was Eskimo kisses.
Well, she did it. He didn't do anything.
She was a pretty big star at that time, though, right?
Yeah, she's fucking. I interviewed her for Monsters Ball. I think it was Monsters Ball around the time.
Oh, really?
After Monsters? Yeah. So that's a lot.
I could see celebrity, like, pool wise, like, because she's such a huge star.
She's fucking Halle Berry.
Yeah, she's
like
fine.
That you're
she
like,
would have rubbed your nose.
But no, it's not about only fine. It's like.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
She's. It's like Beyonce right now. She was that hot.
Iconic.
Yeah. You fuck a drunk Beyonce?
No, I still wouldn't. I understand that part,
right.
But I just feel like there would have been more than just the nose rub.
Right.
Anyway, what are people online voting here?
Jason Marino kicked it off, and he also said that the first story had 30 words, and the second story was very detailed, so that led him to believe that the first story was a lie. Jesse, Kia, and Cal are all voting his way, saying that the first story is the lie. That's what we pretty much all voted. The president.
You too, right,
30
Michael?
Words. Who counted my words?
That's old Jason Marino, word counter.
I got to know these things when I lie to my wife.
Ken Lofgren, of course, going the other way. He thinks that...
I will not be tricked by Ken Lofgren.
Right. Dangerous.
And I'm going to tell you, just based on his comments tonight, he's off the wall, so I wouldn't be swayed by Ken Lofgren.
Okay.
So. But he is going the other way.
And Michael, what did you say your vote was?
Oh, I want to clear something up. When he started giving all that backstory about why he was at the White House, that sounded to me like it was fucking up my original thought of that the first story was untrue. I was like, this sounds like some legit backstory. And then you go like, none of that checked out. Did none of that check out?
Well, because he first said Christmas and then Kennedy Honors, and it's like they don't do Kennedy Honors and have the White House Christmas dinner. I mean,
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true. That's true. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh. All right.
Shit. Yeah. First one. I'm going first one's a lie, I guess. I believe the Halle Berry story.
Where did you take the picture at in the White House?
One of them rooms.
I don't doubt the name.
Right there in the living room.
It wasn't the Oval Office. You don't get to go upstairs and take pictures. There's a big ass room. I'll show you guys the picture.
I bet that he did meet Obama. Probably, I actually believe that.
I believe part of the story. I definitely believe part of the story.
He didn't meet
But then he said the surprise pop-in at the White House.
But the pimp move,
Let me tell you how it happens. Let me just tell you what happens.
All right.
We pull up to the White House, and they go, and then Michael Stevens is like, give me all your IDs. He already knew he was taking us there. It was a surprise
to you.
Us. Yes. So we've been cleared.
I love that if this is a lie that he like is fucking going for.
Now,
I love it.
Now I messed up. When he did that, I was like, all right.
We're cleared already.
He did the thing, so now I got to rethink mine.
So, Chris, which story is the lie?
Wait, did you vote Michael?
He did.
He went back and forth.
I went first one, I guess, is my fine. Yeah, first one's a lie, I guess. Fuck, go ahead.
Go ahead. Which one is the lie?
Number one is the truth.
No! Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Ken Lofgren had it correct.
Golly.
It was probably short because I had just started telling it. You know what I mean? Like, and then I got warm, and number two, I got juicy. Okay. It was like, shit, Janet Jackson.
Wait, so what truth in life are you drawing that second story from? Did something like that happen?
So I had a late night talk show called Vibe.
Right.
We had some test shows before to sell the show to syndicators, and Halle was one of the guests. Mm. Right.
She was a test?
She was like we had like Will Smith, Steve Harvey. It was like, it was huge. It was, you know, Columbia TriStar, Quincy Jones. She remembers.
Yeah, yeah.
So they used that to go sell, you go to NAPTI and sell the show to syndicators. So if they look at this fucking presentation, it's like, these are the kind of motherfuckers that are going to be on the show. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Then I really did the show and really got invited to Janet Jackson's Velvet Rope party, which she really wasn't there, but Cedric the Entertainer was the guest.
No Eskimo kisses.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh yeah, you gotta go. Thank you so much.
But I'm gonna try to come back as soon as my spot is over.
Okay, thank you so much, Chris. We hope to see you back here. Thank you so much. Have a good set.
I had like an 8-0 streak going that just got fucking.
I know.
Crushed.
I can't believe the one time I
Jesus.
Don't go with Ken Lofgren.
Come on, man. No, we don't Eskimo. Nose thing?
Yeah. Now you're all big talk.
You know what I'm saying? I knew.
10 minutes ago you didn't say shit.
You know what I'm saying? I was just listening. And then,
But I could see like a woman doing like a sexy little.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. That's what I was
but
thinking.
Listen,
like a legit.
But if Halle Berry did that, you would have licked a lip or something. Like you wouldn't just sit there either.
I don't know. I could see where if it was that big of a celebrity and you're just coming on to your own celebrity,
you could be excited.
I think you could be a little nervous about it. Like you don't want to get in trouble and be that person.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So
especially since he doesn't drink, I thought, well, maybe he just didn't.
Yeah.
I definitely got to go back and cut the clip of him giving his reveal because we were all so sure. We were like,
oh, yeah.
He played the game well. He played the game well. All right, so Justin, let's go and do your first story.
Okay. I used to play football. It was like Little League football, right? And we had somebody on our team that shouldn't have been on our team. He's like huge dude, and he's a linebacker. I don't know if y'all know about linebackers. All of them try to kill you. Like, they're all murderers, all right? So this kid was a linebacker. He looked like he was 18. He should have been 12, but he was, like, huge. He was huge. So we did this thing called Alabama. It's where you line up the football players, and you lay down. You put the football in the middle of the chest, and then you get up, and you run to the other side, and the other person tackles you, all right? You know what I'm talking about?
We call that Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, not Alabama. Oklahoma.
Either state.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me again? I'm sorry.
Oklahoma is where you lay down. It's like two football players lay down.
Okay.
And one of them puts the football in your chest.
Uh-huh.
And then both of the players got to get up.
Like the coach does.
No.
It's like an exercise.
It's an exercise.
Okay. Yeah, each person puts a football on their chest.
The best way to describe it is just like there's a line. It's like the Soul Train line.
Uh-huh.
There is like one line's right here, one line's
down
here.
Oh, I see.
And people line up And then when you get to the end, one player has to have the football. One player tackles the other person with the football.
That was the drill where I found out football was not for me.
Okay. Oh,
the first guy I went up against, I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then next one, I'm up, actually a linebacker, Sherman Williams, I went up against.
Sherman Williams, the furniture
not
guy?
Not Sherwin, Sherman. Don't make that mistake or he will mow you over in the Oklahoma drill, which he did. And I was like, yeah, this might
be my last
day. I
wonder why they call that the Oklahoma drill.
Linebackers are built different, bruh.
Yeah,
like they're just like
psychotic.
Literally,
we had a guy named Snake that would laugh as he was going up and tackling.
Well, yeah, we didn't have something like
that. He's just a weird guy.
No, but this dude, he was big. He had like the little neck muscle. You know what I'm talking about? Where they had it looked like the shoulder pad, but it's
right.
Bruh, this kid was big. All right, so everybody was trying to slide out the line when they noticed that they were lining up, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it. I'm gonna just, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to be a running back. I want to be one of the best football players out there at the time. I was like, I'm just going to do it, see what it is. Man, so they count to three. I don't know if he got up early, but when they said three, he was already up. And when we ran, I was trying to get around him, and I got scared. He hit me. Bruh, hit me hard. My helmet came off, and I shitted on myself. But, yeah. But, all right, when it happened, I just, you know, I cried a little bit. It's not like a big, like, obvious cry. I was just like.
So you didn't literally poop yourself?
No. It was like a little bit shit came out. Like, for real. He hit me that hard.
I think when a man on camera says, I shitted myself.
Listen.
You need to understand what he is telling
you. So what I did was, after the practice, I kept practicing because, obviously, I don't want anybody to know. So
with
I waited.
With a little poopy in your pants?
Yeah.
Did you finish a practice with a cock in your
I'm not
going to.
Like.
Did you take all that gear
I didn't. I mean.
But were you wearing white pants?
No. I mean, well, yeah, it's football pants.
Were they white?
It would have to get through a girdle. Still,
yeah, that's what I was about to say. You got a girdle and you got pads in there. So what I did was, after practice, I went to the bathroom and I took my pads and my girdle and I just threw it away. Just walked off.
How much are pads? Are they expensive?
I don't know. I didn't pay for them. I was a kid.
So your parents paid? They weren't your parents?
My mom paid
weren't
for
like,
it.
Where the heck are those pads, Justin?
No,
my
mom.
From a sweet family.
Yeah, my mom's pretty. No, she's pretty gangster. No, my mom, she didn't cuss, but also she didn't know the pads. My mom didn't know the pads. She just pays the people to give me the equipment to go out and play football. So we just, and when you're, when it's.
She wasn't mad that they said we need you to pay for more equipment that your son threw away or he lost?
No, they didn't even know.
No one knew?
This is
you showed up with no extra pads on?
No girdle.
Uh-huh.
I don't need it.
Uh-huh.
All you need is the thigh and the knee.
What kind of girdle? Can you explain the girdle to me?
It's an underwear that.
It's like armored briefs. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Want him to explain it.
No, sorry.
Bad lying runs in the family, I think.
You know, so anyways, it's underwear. You know what I'm saying? That you put on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just an armor around that. But to be honest with you, I don't think you need it as a kid.
A girdle?
Yeah, I don't think you need it as
well,
a
kid. What
it's supposed to protect your Johnson, but nobody's like punching you in the. It's not like they're not that aggressive. We're kids, except that one dude that shouldn't have been on our team.
Sounds pretty aggressive. Yeah, bro, you shit yourself.
He shouldn't been on the team.
Yeah.
Like he was like way too up. I felt like he drove.
But you really did shit yourself, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was real doo doo.
And people weren't like, what the fuck? Weren't like,
well, I mean,
couldn't they smell it if you were, they kept tackling
you? They probably
you and
did.
You're running
but...
and it's all squishy. Look, you brought up the shit story.
Jason Marino wants to know how far it ran down your leg.
But well, we don't know.
It's in a girdle. Mm. The girdle holds it.
So it's just not a little log.
Yeah.
What are you, like a huge shit like a rabbit, hard little pellets. Like what? You know what I mean?
It was like a shit stain. It wasn't like a whole bunch of. It wasn't like an explosive shit.
And
like
no
it's not gonna leak
and
down.
And no
your
one
leg.
Made fun of you in school.
Nobody told. Nobody told. I was like 12.
So nobody knew. Nobody knows this
you
story.
You got a stain
except...
on your pants, and no other 12-year-old is like, what the F?
It's not leaking out. It's in a girdle.
Uh-huh.
It's a girdle.
Could you see the stain in your pants?
What kind of doo-doo do you think I have? It would have to go through the girdle and the football pants for them to see, like, a doo-doo stain.
Yeah, he was saying it wasn't like, runny, and yeah. it was just a little, like, pretty and much was, a short. Yeah.
That would have and to be, like,
would
a super...
It have to go through several layers.
Like yo, it would have to be super doo-doo to just, like... Like, you know what I mean? Like, it had to have strength.
You're, like, saying, like, a loogie's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it wasn't, like, a huge... It was an well, I mean, the way you say it like that.
It was an but, Eskimo kiss of poop.
But it was definitely a stain on the girdle.
Or it would have to be a really sharp log that came out and cut your pants.
Sharp log. Very sharp. Yeah. Yeah. It'd have to it be was, pretty sharp.
It was like a Zorro sword that just Z sliced.
Come on now.
Come on. Nah,
that's too far for Austin
that's too
right
much,
there.
Too much.
Zorro sword grows.
Well, I was out at sword because the mental picture of
well, she said sharp. It got me going. I was trying to slow down.
Here's the thing: we did a podcast yesterday, and Austin instead of saying vagina said south mouth.
I did. I never heard that before, but okay, that's pretty
that's
smooth.
That's why I can't believe you're so offended by just a little bit of cock. I just so what?
Honestly, that yesterday, the best moments on this podcast are when Austin says something that genuinely offends Felicia, and the guest loves it. And then she's just like, what am I supposed to fucking do here? I hate this.
South mouth.
Also, I really have to poop, so poop stores are not
helping. Oh, thank you, Austin.
All right. Oh, there goes the sound. Michael, there goes the sound.
What happened?
All right.
Yeah.
Sound just turned
well,
off,
we're
Tom.
Live, so what?
Can you hear us, off. Michael?
I can hear you.
Did something pop out?
Something's popped out. They have no sound.
They'll let
set.
Us know online in a second. If they
Is that
hear.
It? Come in here?
Is that it?
I can hear. We can hear all you get. What's, he's Uh-oh. Coming.
Hold on, everybody. We'll be right with you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here we go. That's That'll Todd right there. There we go.
Yeah,
there
are we back? We are we good?
We're good. Yeah.
All right, so what are people saying online? Sorry about that, you guys.
Well, Benny Mac just said a lot of talk about turding.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Jason Marino said a dab of poop will do you.
a dollop.
Benny Mac said again one of them diaper jock straps. Uh-huh. Ken Lofgren said, this is a weed smoking story. I don't know if that means weed? For him or if that means for you or what.
Listen, but. I did not smoke weed at that time.
At that time?
At all. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't smoke weed till later on in life.
They smoke weed now.
Oh, yeah. I love weed. That's my boo. My shouty, you know what I mean?
Well, we probably should move on to the second story, given that we've exhausted that topic matter.
Cal Williams says, no hurries, no worries.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know, sometimes you got
to sit
in it.
All right, let's move on to the second story.
Second story. All right, so I used to work at Disney. They got this thing called the Disney College Program, right? It's sure, like real world.
Out. I worked there, too.
It's like real world. So they just pick like six people to move in to the same apartment, right? And everybody lives together, and they do whatever job that they came in to do. There was a black dude in, there was like six people in ours, but I saw the black dude, so we immediately were like, hey, you black, I'm black, we cool, whatever, we're going to be roommates. I don't know why we do that, it's just something that happened. So we got cool and everything. We'll just fast forward. This man.
It was like a three-bedroom, and it was like 2-2-2.
Yeah, 2-2, like it's literally roommates. Uh-huh. Like, you could turn over and you could see this.
Right, like a dorm room.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that in the Air Force.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, it's basically like that. So, we shared some things before. This is a big dude, too. He's like a bodybuilder, except his legs. He didn't really like dudes.
In your
like
stories, it's about two black dudes. Big
two black
dudes.
Both of them huge. Enormous for no reason. So this dude. I went to go to work one time, right? And I'm going to work, and I'm meeting up with a coworker, and I forget that I left my swiping ID, right? They got a swiping ID that you need to get in to clock in. So I left it in my room. So I come back to my room. This dude is sniffing my dirty basketball shorts.
No.
Bro, I'm talking about inhaling, like good inhale. And I open the door, and I...
Up. Are you serious?
I opened the door and I looked and then I walked out and I closed and I was like, I know this man didn't just like I'm thinking like this can't be like what's really happening.
Did
right
he
now.
Hear you? or see you?
Yeah, he saw me.
Oh, he saw
me. He saw me because when I closed the door, he was like, it's not what you think. And I was like, oh, yeah, he sniffed my shorts. Like that. When, as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, okay, he really did sniff my shorts. So I was like, all right, well, this is weird. Like, I no longer want to be roommates with you because he was like, no, man, I was just trying to see if they were dirty or not. I was like, dude, you got them from the dirty clothes. He was like, yeah, but I wanted to work out and I used all my. I was like, bro, I don't even want to talk about this right now. This was just, it was a little too weird for me. And then I just had a like a meeting with the roommates and I was like, yo, this man sniffed my shorts. So if anybody wanted to switch rooms.
Why would they want to switch with you if you tell them that?
Well, I was just really just telling them to let them know, but I was trying to.
Was he like, by the way, did you shit in this girdle? What's going on with that?
But the dude ended up getting fired anyway, so.
Can you tell us his first name?
Julian. I can tell you both their names.
No. You don't have to say the last name.
What's the first name of the
I don't know. I don't know their last names anyway.
Okay.
The first name of the football player is Chris, and the first name of the other dude is Julian, my roommate. Uh-huh.
The Chris is suspect because there's a running joke amongst the college program and Disney employees Chris from Orlando. So that
no, Julian is from Orlando.
Julian is the one in Disney.
Mm.
Chris is the football guy.
But they all, if they live together and they work at the college program, they all have to work at Disney.
And was that here in Los Angeles?
I thought you were. You said you work in the college program or just at Disney in general?
No, the college program.
I'm sorry, I may have confused you, but the name of the football guy that hit him that he shat in, the
Chris.
First story, his name is Chris.
Oh, okay.
Second story, yeah. The guy that sniffed his shorts is...
Julian. I called him Jules.
We must have order. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, you guys are getting really lost tonight. Did you guys smoke a little before you came in?
No,
if y'all did, why y'all holding out, huh?
Don't worry, I got my shit for after, Justin. We'll get
okay, bet. That's why I mess with you,
homie. Wow. Is there any questions online? I mean...
There are some.
I think these two are fucking high, man.
No, it's not. It's this sniffing the shorts. I was taken aback, you know? And, you know, so anybody saying anything?
I was going to see how long you'd go for.
Okay. too long.
Kia said lie. Oh. So I said, how come, Kia? And he said, because it's someone else's shorts. And then Jesse Stillwell said, I'd smell my own dirty basketball shorts like that, but I don't know about someone else's. And then he and Ken Lofgren said, I'm so high. And Jesse Stillwell said, I'm so drunk. And then they said, I'm so we got a couple of double faded fellas hanging out with us.
Okay.
Ben Mack said, that is disgusting. Huffing the gooch dust. That's just gross.
Gooch dust.
So it seems like they are thinking it's pretty disgusting. I don't know that it would be untrue because some of the people that worked at the Disney College program that I knew were questionable at best. Like they
I have teenage sons, 18 and actually a 20-year-old now, and anything is possible. And did this guy have a lot of brothers or, you know what I mean?
I know he had a brother. I don't know how many brothers he had.
Was he gay?
To him, he wasn't. But after the snifter, I thought maybe, but he was saying he wasn't.
I think...
A good funk.
I still don't think. Why would gay men want to sniff shorts?
I know. I agree. I think just
a psychopath.
Yeah,
I just think.
Yeah. I just think that's just a lazy motherfucker. That's all. Because I could see one of my sons maybe doing that. Running out of shorts and being like, oh, and so what? It's going to be dirty anyway. But I just want to make sure it's. I don't know. That is such a fucked up story. What do you think, Jessica? Which one do you think?
I mean, it is pretty fucked up. I don't know. You got girdles and shorts.
Like, if you have roommates now, do you hide your underwear? Does it?
Oh, no.
Has it damaged you in
any
sense?
I lock my door.
He has his own room now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nobody else in the room like that. Now, and I'm locking my door. Nobody's going in my room.
I never did anything whenever we were in tech school and all that stuff with my roommate stuff. Ever.
Well, yeah, there's some people that just they don't have home training, I guess.
I and think that's what it is. Hot pockets, yeah.
They'll be just eating your food. You're like, what are you doing?
Oh, maybe I got hungry. Maybe he's impulsive too. Like, I have a son who is very impulsive, and so he does weird stuff where you're like, are you mentally damaged? And he's like, no, I'm just impulsive. You know? I just didn't think.
Did you share other things with him that he thought it would be okay if he borrowed your shorts?
I did share.
That's a good question. Good question.
The only thing I really shared was I remember sharing food. I think I did let him borrow a shirt before.
How did he fit into your shirt?
Wait, I don't know.
Because he was huge, and I think you were very skinny as a kid, right?
Yeah, I always been. But my clothes as a kid was pretty big. I didn't wear small clothes till I came to LA. Well, I wore small clothes, but at the time when I was trying to be whatever I was trying to be, I used to wear baggy clothes. It was like baggy shirts and baggy shorts. But the shorts, like we're the same height. So shorts and shirts are, he could still wear them, but he's just a big dude. He's like a muscular dude. So.
Well, you're very muscular.
Well, I wasn't back then. I was like one of these cords.
If you go on his Instagram, there's a lot of photos with his shirt off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, me? I was like, how do you know? How do you know that dude? I don't know what Julian's doing now. Maybe.
Did you ever talk to him after that, or did you actually
after
get
that,
moved?
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, after he got fired, or after that program was over?
Oh yeah. So after he got fired, I think he found out that I was doing stand up, and we chat, but it's never like back and forth like a long time.
And
like,
I didn't understand that part of. So were you able to move out of the room immediately, or?
Oh no.
No. So.
So I stayed in the room, and then he later on got fired.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't even, it was probably like maybe a month that he got fired for stealing grapes.
Grapes?
Stealing grapes?
Grapes.
You know what? I think this is a true story.
This man got fired.
Dude, I believe the second one also.
Yeah.
This man got fired for stealing.
Because I don't, yeah.
Disney got this thing where if you take anything, like no matter what it is, you get fired. And he took a bag of grapes.
A bag of grapes, or just
from where?
Yeah.
From his job. He worked like a food and beverage or whatever, or quick snack or something like that.
Yeah, what did you do at that program?
I did two things. My first job was working at this horrible place called Pecos Bill's.
Oh, yeah, that was one of our locations.
Hey, so you done that?
I have.
Oh,
yeah.
Completely trash.
Casey's Corner, been there.
Oh, yeah, Casey's Corner, but they were way chiller. Pecos Bill's, they wanted me to be the bodyguard of like the bathroom and the dining area.
Uh-huh.
So I had to stop people if they didn't have their food. I got to be like, hey, don't come over here until you get your food. They wanted me to be mean at Disney.
Right.
So I was just getting a whole, it was a weird job.
I'm leaning towards, you know, all this being true, except that I don't think Julian sniffed his pants.
I think we should have Austin do the recap.
All right.
Let's do it.
And then we'll take a vote.
All right, story. Which, by the way, Jason Marino said he doesn't know which butt story to choose.
I know.
story one: Justin used to play Little League football, and one time he had this gigantic kid as a linebacker on the team, and he had to go up against this kid in Oklahoma drill, which is where they face off and hit each other. And the kid hit him so hard that Justin pooped a little bit, and nobody ever knew about it, but he did. Story two, he has experience working at Disney World, where they have the Disney College program, and he was rooming with two big black dudes.
No.
God, you were so stoned.
Hey, he did include in the beginning that he goes, it was mostly white guys and a few black dudes, so we kind of looked at each other like, let's be together.
No, it was just him and they were the two black guys.
Yeah, we were the two black guys.
Oh,
yeah.
You were the two
big
dudes. So there was two big black dudes rooming
you're
together.
You're acting like Austin stole the fucking grapes, Jessica. Jesus Christ.
And by the way, we took a lot of food when I worked at Disney. Not prepackaged, though, which the grapes were, so that might get you in trouble. But we took a lot of like macaroni and cheese off the hotline.
Yeah, you could do it. He's not a very bright person.
Well,
but he's nice, though. Except
for the underwear.
Yeah.
Sniffing. One time, Justin walks in, and this big old roommate of his is inhaling his dirty gym shorts, and Justin was shocked. and asked somebody to switch rooms with him.
But it wasn't gym shorts. So. It was underwear.
Underwear.
Whatever. No, no, no.
No, it was
shorts.
Basketball shorts.
Oh, oh, it was basketball shorts?
Is anybody,
it's a girdle.
What's going on here tonight?
No.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's true. Yeah. How are people voting?
Jason Marino says, WTF, Austin. Jason Marino, fuck, I'm going home. What do you want from me? It's Vargas thinks first story is a lie. Hello, Michael Vargas, hanging out with us tonight. Jason Marino and Kia, weirdly in sync. Jason Marino and Kia both think the second story is a lie, which I, at first, initially was going with first story was being true, and or his first story being a lie and second story being true, but I think I'm starting to sway my own thoughts here.
Given that I have boys, I know that if they would have sharded themselves, they would have been mortified.
Yeah, so
at the age of 12, because you're so self-conscious about your body, and
that's why you're
walking around like this with your bit, you know, like that, you know. So I think
he's a Southern guy playing football.
You
that's
know what
different.
I mean?
You don't stop. My dad, he coached my brother's team in flag football,
uh-huh.
And one time in a play, my brother was the quarterback. And he had the ball, and he was running for a touchdown, and he was going for it. He had sweatpants on, right?
Uh-huh.
And his string came loose, and his pants fell down, and my dad was like, you better not fucking stop. Keep fucking running.
Yeah.
Run. And my brother kept running.
Well, maybe Booty that's cheek. Emotional abuse, of Jessica, not just a run-of-the-mill shit-your-pants story. You know what I mean?
But that's like football.
But football is
mentality.
A big thing in the South.
Yeah.
I have the reason this story works for me is because I've got a similar experience with just I didn't shit myself. Same drill, same age, same position. I'm going up against a linebacker. I get up and I get my helmet taken off. Also, I didn't shit myself. It just knocked the wind out of me. So, you know, like a really embarrassing fucking.
Uh-huh.
So like that story all the way works for me. I believe that you could have shit yourself.
Yeah,
was there no concern, by the way? Like, were you a little rattled if you got hit hard enough
for
the helmet to come
off?
I
was actually scared to go up against this dude because he had an extra neck. I was like, I don't know. The only reason I went up to him is because I was like, I want to be the best football player. So I was like, I'm a get tackled. But
were you hurt so bad that people were concerned for you?
Oh, no, I wasn't hurt that bad. Like, I was hurt, and then my coach was like, all right, you get up.
Put your helmet on.
Yeah. No, he wasn't like, no coach is like that. He's like, are you okay type thing, and then it's like, all right, let's get back to drills. So it's just like, and I got back in the drill, but I don't want nobody to, you know what I'm saying? When you play football, you can't be no punk. You got to, I got to take hits.
After my first Oklahoma drill, when I got trucked the first time, I immediately came up with some type of allergy where every time I was like, oh, I'm sick on this round, guys. I got to go puke in the forest out here. I'm going to go, oh, yeah, you guys just keep doing your thing.
Must be this grass. Ooh.
Yeah, it's the sun.
What were you going to say, Michael?
I was going to say, I think I'm going second story is true. I think the first one's true. He just didn't shit himself.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like part of the first story is true. Yeah, I just can't imagine that a 12-year boy would, even if it's a shart, I think you would be so freaked out. I think the first story is a lie.
Same.
I disagree. I think the second story is a lie.
And just for the reason that your father emotionally abused your brother running
well,
down the football field.
And just that I've roommated with people that close, and I don't think he sniffed his pants.
Oh,
I just don't think
You know what? If it's, I thought he was talking about underwear, and then I was like, that's kind of crazy. But if it's gym shorts, 100%, I think a guy would totally do that.
I think maybe he would have done a quick sniff, but he walked in enough that he was going, you know, into
it. People are into that. You'd be surprised.
Are you confessing something, Michael?
No, but I'm saying, if you guys want to work together, we could make money off of your used underwear on the internet.
Okay,
real thing.
It was on Orange is the New Black.
All right. So I'm going to say the first story is the lie. Has everyone voted?
Jesse Stillwell and Kia are both going first lie. Kia switched his up. And Benny Mack says, second story is God's honest truth. So he's also going, first story is a lie.
Well, hello, Benny Mack. All right. So which story is the lie?
All right. So the first story is a lie.
Yes. Yes.
He was absolutely correct. The dude did hit me like that. I didn't do it on myself, though.
Listen, I'm definitely a shit yourself guy if you get hit really hard.
He hit me pretty hard, though.
I didn't shit myself.
I was a shit myself guy. Yeah.
I was like, you won't get up and play with a shart in your pants. Can you imagine what misery that must have been like if that would have been true?
I don't know. Yeah. It never happened. Yeah. But he definitely knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah, I see that, like, for
that
sure.
Dude was big.
Well, this is bullshit. So Julian...
he really sniffed my shorts. That was not a... like he.
It also sounded like a Simpson thing, like, eat my shorts.
But you didn't get him kicked out of the program or anything?
No, I didn't get kicked out. I didn't get him kicked out. I thought he was weird, but I didn't want to be...
Did you tell a supervisor that he did that, or...?
No, I just told him. I was like, hey, bro, don't ever go through my stuff again. I was just one of those, hey, listen, bro, if this happens again, we're fighting type thing.
Right. Because when someone walks in on something, it can happen so fast. Like, I could definitely see he was probably just like... And then as he's like...
When I opened the door, he was already doing it. So he's just like... And I'm like, what? And I'm like, and I close the door and I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm tripping. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe I'm tripping. And then he was like, it's not what you think. Then I was like, oh, he sniffed my shorts. Uh-huh. That's when I was like, oh, he did it.
What years was that you worked at Disney?
2009 to 2010.
Oh, way before me.
I had an experience once
when... you called me old? Way before me.
I had an experience once where I was working on this movie set. It was a Mitch Hedberg's feature film that he wrote and directed. And it was such a miserable shoot that... And we were living in a halfway house in St. Paul, next to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we were all so fucking angry at Mitch. And we were all sitting in a circle. Mitch wasn't there, and we were just talking the most, like, and another fucking thing, right? And we all expressed our feelings. And then this guy named Brian, it was his turn, and he goes off. And he's like, yeah, fuck it. And right in the middle of it, Mitch Hedberg walks in. And we were all like, oh, my God, thank God it wasn't me. You know what I mean? So that's why I totally believe the second story, because you can be in the middle of whatever, and someone walks in, and someone thinks it's a whole different scenario.
Man,
yeah,
today.
Julian.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Oh,
where can
you.
People find out about you? Where can they follow you? What do you have shaking that you would like to share with everybody?
You can follow me on you follow me on YouTube and Instagram. YouTube, I'm starting to put up some videos. This Professor Kush thing, and I'm like a weed scientist, but not really.
I saw some photos on your Instagram of you in a signed, like, a lab coat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my lab coat. I just got some fake lab coat on. But, it's pretty, it's like just, I like to give, like, a little bit of information because a lot of people don't know about weed. But do it in, like, in a joking way.
Right. And what is the name of your Instagram? Justin Lawson?
Oh, yeah. It's just Justin L. Lawson.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Great. And a website or Twitter, anything else?
Facebook. On Twitter is only Black Justin. And I did that a long time ago. That's the reason why the name. I was a kid. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories, however gross they were, here on the Liars Club. Austin, is there anything you would like to bring up for yourself?
I'm at the Austin Walker. Help me out. I'm trying to fund my short film, Inseparable. It's on my bio on Instagram. So if you'll help me out, also follow our Instagram, The Liars Club 1, our Twitter, Liars_Club. We're here November 30th in the Belly Room with an all-new Liars Club live show coming at you. That's a Saturday, right?
Yep.
10:30 show that night. So other than that, go Gators, beat Vanderbilt. That's all I got.
What about you, Michael?
High Five Michael on Instagram, and tomorrow night I'm hosting Late Night All Night Long at the Hollywood Improv, so come check it out.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. Once again, if you're listening instead of watching, please know that we do stream live from the Comedy Store's YouTube page Monday at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30. And if you are a member of Amazon Prime, go check out my documentary. It's called Pervs, and also I have a confessional comedy special.
Oh, that's
a good way
on,
to describe it. And it's also on Amazon free if you have Prime. Go do me a favor, leave a sweet ass remark if you do like them. If you don't like them, just zip it. Said with love.
Agreed. I'm at Jess Wellington too.
What the hell?
Did you guys rubbed off some of your
stroke out?
No, I'm totally straight.
I don't believe either of you tonight.
Only lasts like 30 minutes for us. Oh, man.
I hope nobody saw it.
Okay. I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Yeah, we have our live shows coming up. Follow us on our YouTube, please. You're on the Comedy Store YouTube right now. Take a moment. Go over to the Liars Club. Subscribe to that. We're trying to grow that. So, you know, we have animations, all that good stuff over there. I wanted to say something and forgot.
Is Ice House next Friday?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the 15th. But I do want to say, like, follow us on Instagram because we, especially Instagram TV, but you can get that obviously through our Instagram, The Liars Club, right? Because we have been putting up teasers and they really are really fucking funny. So please put those up. I mean, please go to that.
Okay. And maybe I'll remember one day what I was actually going to say. Oh, this weekend. I'm in San Diego. I think there's like 10 tickets left. We're doing this taping. It's all veterans. And we're taping our sets and then we're doing interviews and all that. They're going to put it together. It's going to be real fun.
And also you're going to do on Monday Rant and Rave. If anybody is here watching in Los Angeles,
that's going to be kind of sad. What for me. I mean, I just don't expect a really, really funny story.
No. It's I wanted to say congratulations because it's a storytelling show, which is a lot different than stand-up.
Yeah.
And it's all the hoity-toity people in the theater world. And it's going to be great, Jessica. I'm going to go. I can't wait to see
really?
It. Yeah, I can't wait to see you do it. You're going to love it. No, you're going to love it. They're going to be so supportive of you. Trust me, you're going to have fun. But it's at Rogue Machine Theater next Monday if you're in the Los Angeles area.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe you. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
What? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.